Hello guys, good evening. Hello, hello. Is anyone there? Can you please check if the sound is okay? I had a few technical problems here in the beginning. So guys, can you please check to see if the microphone is okay, if the sound audio is fine before we start our third chat? Bom, boa noite, pessoal. Estamos no nosso terceiro chat aqui da área de línguas. Eu vou falar, dar algum. Só queria fazer um aviso aqui em português, para depois a gente retornar para o nosso chat, que hoje será em inglês. Ok? E a gente teve alguns probleminhas técnicos aí no início, mas aguardar o pessoal ir chegando. Antes da gente iniciar o chat, eu queria só mostrar para vocês. Só para divulgar mesmo um dos nossos projetos que a gente tem na área de anjos da Baster. E tem um deles que eu administro, que é essa aqui da parte do judô. Então, para quem não conhece, aqui é o projetinho que eu administro, faz parte do Anjos da Baster, em que a gente ajuda a custear o treinamento e as competições dessa judoca, que é daqui de Brasília, tá? Ela está indo muito bem. Então era um aviso só para dar uma divulgada. Agora voltando aqui pro nosso chat, vou voltar a falar inglês, tá? E so guys, I believe the audio is fine, is okay. Today we are gonna talk a little bit about books, okay? Books about investments. We are gonna talk about a lot of them. And you guys can ask me anything related to that. I'm gonna share with you guys some of my opinions about these books that I've read. And let's just see if you, before we start here, if you guys have any other questions for me. So this is the third chat of the new area of languages. Vai lá e fala. Go there and speak. That's why we are gonna make it in English. And today we are gonna talk about books. Books to invest. Books about investments, okay? Since we had a technical problem and I started 10 minutes later, I guess I'll start. And in a few minutes, I'll come back to the chat if you guys have any questions for me, okay? So guys, I'm gonna divide here the books, okay, in two groups of books, okay. The first one is gonna be books from Baster.com, okay, and then other books. I'm gonna try to divide in these two big groups, okay? And to see which ones do we need to start investing, okay? So let's change here the title. Which books do I need to start investing? So, first of all, let's talk about the books from Baster.com, okay? This is the first big group that we are gonna use. So, guys, I'm gonna try to put it in an order that I believe it's better for the learning of the financial education that we have here in Baster.com, okay? So, the first one, I guess. It's gonna be this one, okay? I want to be rich. Eu quero ser rico. It was written by Buster. I think this is the first book, the most important one, because he's not gonna talk about how to operate in the stock market. This is gonna be another book. But here you have like the whole philosophy behind the investments. How do we need to think, the amateurs, we need to think before we start investing, okay? So here he talks about the first concepts that you need to have. For example, let me get back here to the first book that we are going to talk about. So this one, you have the concepts, the first one, I believe that it's very important. It's the concept of spin, of equity, okay? Towards the, let's see if I don't know how to, versus, okay, let me try, versus accumulate equity. I believe this is the first, the most important concept that Buster taught us. Everything that surrounds investments outside Buster.com, the media, other experts, everything is the banks and the banks managers and the brokers. It's everything is related for the spinning of equity. And here, the Buster was the first, in this book, was the first place that I saw something related to that we need to accumulate equity, not spin it. So I think this is the first concept that he's going to talk about. Later on, he's going to talk about things like that the future is impossible to predict, to see, and he explained everything that is related to that. About the idea that everyone thinks that how much is going to be the tax rate in a few years and how it's going to be the stock market, and he's going to talk about this whole idea, the whole concepts that he created before you start to begin the investments. Before that, you have to know that you're going to make money from your work, your job. You're not gonna make money in the stock market, right? In the stock market is just a financial tool that enables you to accumulate equity. But to do that, you're gonna have to put money there. Money, where you're gonna get this money? From your job. So I guess this is the three most important things that we can talk here about this book. I wanna be rich. Later on, this is the second one, the Buster philosophy, that he's gonna talk about all those concepts that I already talked here, but he's gonna expand a little bit your mind to things related to, let's get back here to the blackboard, and then the second book is gonna be the Buster philosophy, where he's gonna talk about investments, of course, but he's gonna talk also about take care of your family. Always invest in yourself. Sports, and so this book is gonna bring a few more things about the other one, but expanding to other things that is important for you to have in life. Okay, later on here, definitely it's a different book, because here it's a little bit more operational stuff about the stock market a little bit. And the first thing that he's gonna say to you that in the stock market, you gotta first survive. I guess this was a sentence. This was a phrase by George Soros, which is a big billionaire. He's gonna say, first you gotta survive. Then you're gonna make money, something like that, I guess. So I think the one thing that Bassett wanted to show on this book, Surviving the Stock Market, it's that you can't jump in very, very fast, very hard in the stock market. You gotta go slow. If you are a beginner in the stock market, you gotta go slow. You gotta operate with small money, okay, little money, and you gotta go slow. So you gotta feel how the market's gonna work. You gotta know that when you start investing, when you buy your first stock, you don't need to get all excited and emotional, things like that. He's gonna talk about how you're gonna survive in the stock market. And then the fourth book here is a little bit more advanced in the stock market. It's a book for someone who already knows how it works. And now here you're gonna study about the companies. You're gonna study about the companies to find value on those companies, on those assets that you wanna become a shareholder, okay? So here you have like the accountability of the companies, which are the index that you wanna study to know if the company is good or not, okay? So the title is Almost Everything That I Know About the Stock Market. And I think it's like everything that you actually need to know before you become shareholders of any company that you wanna be, okay? So I truly think that these four books, they are the ones that are gonna help you, that you need, you actually need to start investing in the stock market, okay? Later on, we have another books by Bassett.com. O Clique da Riqueza, it's a book that it's by Bassett and Giovanni, which is another consultant here. And it's a very nice book also. It's like a small manual for the amateur. So it's pretty interesting too. It's small, so you can read like in 30 minutes, you can read this book. Later on, you have this book by Emily, which is another consultant here by Basti. But it's a fiction, it's a story. It's a fiction story that he wrote it that tells the story of a guy that has serious financial problems, personal financial problems, and he finds a friend that is wealthy, but he didn't make anything that it's very extraordinary to get wealthy. He just followed like the Buster philosophy of saving money and making good investments and without any debt. So it's a nice book too. You have The Global Investor by Woya, which is the consultant of Buster, that I talk about investments abroad. So you won't find a book like this any other place. This is the only book I know that teaches you the importance of to diversify here in Brazil and especially abroad. And here you have like all the steps that you need to become international investor. So it's an amazing book also. And then I'm gonna talk about this book, the last one by Bassett, in some other time. So let's get back to the chat to see if you have any questions. Okay, let's see. Hi, good evening, guys. So, José Honório, you are saying that you didn't understand what I said. You can tell me what you actually didn't understand. It can be if my voice is too low, or maybe my English, or maybe your English. I don't know. You can be a little bit more specific. So, guys, if you have any questions about those first books that I talked about, that I show you, all of them is from Basta.com. You can find these books on the website, okay, online. But if you are already a Basta.com subscriber, you are gonna have all these books for free, okay? But you can buy the books here, or you can buy the books in Amazon.com, okay? So this is the virtual store of Basta.com where you have all the books. But if you are a subscriber, you have the books for free, okay? So guys, let's get back to the other books that I want to talk about with you guys, okay? So let's go to the other books. The first one that I want to talk about, it's this one, okay? Jeremy Siegel, Stocks for the Long Run, okay? So this is the title of the book, Stocks for the Long Run. So it already tells you that he's gonna talk about investments for the long run, for the long term, okay? Like a retirement plan or something like that. We don't like to use this wording here, retirement, because now we are only using the concept of financial independence or financial peace of mind or something like that. But so here, Stocks for the Long Run, the definitive guide to financial market returns and long-term investment strategies. So he's gonna focus on the long term, okay? This is a big book. I think it has around 500 pages or so, and it's a very good book, okay? Oh, just one second, guys. Before I continue to talk about this book, I want to talk about something, okay? Any book, okay, guys, any book, it doesn't matter which book you're reading, you can learn something, okay? Any book, learn something. Doesn't matter which book you are reading, okay? If it's the worst one or the most stupid one, you can learn something. You're gonna learn something. After you finish the book, you're gonna learn something. We cannot predict what you're exactly gonna learn, but any book you can learn. But what I'm gonna talk about here, about the next books, they are very famous in the investments area. A lot of experts always recommend those books. But I'm gonna try here to tell you how it's gonna affect your investment thinking, okay? Something like that, okay? I'm just saying that the books that I showed you about Basta.com, it's the only ones that you actually need to start investing in the stock market, okay? The other ones that we are gonna talk about, you don't need it, okay? You don't need it. But of course, if you read them, you're gonna learn something, okay? So let's get back here. So the first book, The Stocks for the Long Run, it's a very, very good book. It's very complete. It's a technical book, of course, but I don't think this book, it's a difficult one to read, like a dense book, you know, like where you're gonna find a lot of vocabulary that you don't understand. I don't think this book it's like that, okay? I think it's easier to know. It's a big book. You have a lot of researches. So it is a good book to read, but you don't need it to invest in the stock market. Okay. Next one. One Up on the Wall Street. Okay. By Peter Lynch. So this is a smaller book. And here on this book, I guess it's a very good book also, okay? But it has some concepts that it's not possible to use here in Brazil, okay? In my opinion, or it's not for the amateur. For example, he's gonna tell you like six kinds of companies. He's gonna classify. Okay, second book we are talking about, it's one up on the wall. Street by Peter Lynch. There's a chapter that he's gonna classify the companies in six categories, okay? And what I think it's like a negative point for the beginner, it's he's gonna try to go to the stock market. He's gonna look for the 300 companies they have on the B3 stock market, the Brazilian stock market, and he's gonna try to put the companies on those categories, okay? So for example, he's gonna the first category he's gonna put over there I don't know, small companies with hidden values, for example, something like that. And it's a good company to hit a 10 bagger or anyway. So what the beginner tries to do when he reads a book like that, he's gonna try to get the companies and categorize on those six categories, which is gonna be something impossible to do. Okay, simple impossible, and he's gonna try to diversify with those categories. So the problem of the beginner that is gonna start reading those books without reading the ones from Buster or without having financial experience on the financial market experience, it's because he's gonna try to get the concepts of the book by Peter Lynch. I'm gonna try to use here on the stock market here with something impossible to do. So I guess these are the negative points from those books, okay? But this one is a very good book. He talks here about how the amateur can be successful too in the stock market, and it's gonna be about all those things that Buster talks about, okay? But of course, if you read this book, you're gonna learn a lot of things, okay? And it's an easy book to read too, I guess. I don't think it's very technical or very like boring book, okay? So I like this book very much, but you gotta be careful when trying to use all of those concepts. Okay, let me get back here a little bit for the questions, okay? So the first one. Are there any difference about Barthes and Mills philosophy? I think there is, okay? To be honest, this is my opinion, okay? Let me try to answer the questions of. Let's see who asked the question. Adriano Barros, let's try to answer this question. I think the Basser philosophy. This is my only opinion, okay, guys? I think the Barça philosophy. I don't know if it's written like that with two PHs. Anyway, is for everyone. Okay. I think the Barça philosophy is for anyone that saves money on the month. Okay. And here he makes everything more simple. Okay. So it's for the search of peace, I guess. Okay. What I think that the ideas from Illy diverges a little bit, okay? Where he thinks that it's very important to see the administration board of the company, to visit the companies and to make a more thorough study of the companies, which it's a very good too. But since you're gonna spend, this is my opinion, since you're gonna spend more time evaluating the companies, making visits, and studying the board, the administration board of the companies, I think this is for someone that already lives from equity, okay? Already lives from equity, already have more time. I guess more time, more free time. Okay. And here, if you follow like the ideas from it from the bottom to top, probably you can choose to have fewer companies on your portfolio, okay? So for example here, our risk control is gonna be the diversification, where you're, since you are not studying everything from the companies, you have less information for them, you gotta diversify, okay? So diversification here, you're gonna have to need like 30 to 200 companies on your portfolio, okay? Of course, be free plus international. So here, if you follow Billy ideas, I guess you can afford to have fewer companies on your portfolio, okay? Because you're gonna have to know more about those companies, okay? I guess maybe this is the main difference between those two, okay? That's why it's very nice, because here you can learn different perspectives. So guys, I don't know if I made my point, Adriano, but that's how I think. Is there any book recommended or being written by the team for fees? No, not that I know of. Maybe if you try for, if you look for Not, that has a channel in YouTube, that was a previous, he was a consultant here. Maybe he already wrote a book about it, but I don't know. Cultura Campeira, why am I making a live video in English? So this is the, because we have this new section called Vai Lá e Fala, which is an area that we are here to study English, okay? Even languages you learn here in Basso.com. So here we are gonna talk about a lot of topics, but it's all gonna be in English and sometimes in French too, okay? I can't hear a thing. So the audio is not good. Where can I find some Erich Miller's concepts? Actually, I don't know if there is a summary about it, but if you follow all the chats that Millie does, and you're gonna see this little difference that I talked about. Okay, there are some people that can't hear me. Good evening. Refresh the page. Okay, so I guess the sound is good. A few people are complaining about it, but there are others that are confirming that the sound is good. Okay, thank you guys. You can continue with the questions. I'm gonna go back to the next book, okay? So this is another Brazilian book. Make Fortune with Stocks Before It's Too Late, okay, by Décio Bazin. Why do I like this book, okay? Because I think it's a book that was written on the mid-90s, okay? So it's gonna talk about the stock market in the 90s, and he talks a little bit about the backstage of the brokers, of the broke companies, and I think it's very interesting, because he's gonna talk about stories about trading and how the traders like to think, and of course he's gonna talk about his investment philosophy that it's a little bit different from here on Basso.com, but it's very nice to see the story that he tells, and how the not only the amateurs but also the experts have like an illusion to think that he knows the future, okay? And so it's a very good book. I really recommend it, but like I said before, you gotta first read the books from Basso.com, so that after, when you're gonna see when you're gonna study another things, you're gonna already know which things you can like profit here in Brazil and the ones that you can't, okay? So I'm gonna talk about now this book here. This is a book, but this is the page, this is the cover of the book from the English one, right? Let me see the cover of the translated. Version here. You probably have seen this book or this photo. Okay, this is a very famous book. And just a second, guys. Okay, let's get back to the book here. Oh, not this one. The cover, the Brazilian cover. Okay, so. Let's see here The Intelligent Investor, okay? The classic guide to make money on the stock market, okay? So this is the what the little fishes like to read, right? Make money in the stock market. And right, we already talked about it, that this is an illusion thing on a short term speaking, okay, guys? Because our goal to make investments in the stock market, it's to accumulate equity, okay? Only in a long, long time, okay? It takes time that this equity that you build during your whole life, it's gonna provide you some income, okay? That's the idea, but in a short term, it's just impossible. Okay, let's get back to this cover here because I wanna talk about this comment here. The Intelligent Investor, the definitive book on value investing. Okay, so guys, value investing. Let's talk a little bit about this. And later on, I'm gonna talk about why do I think this book is like the most famous. And anyway, okay, so the Intelligent Investor, okay, by Benjamin Graham. Okay, and it's like the Bible. People say that it's like the Bible of value investing. Let's talk a little bit about this, okay? Value investing. So value investing, to make a quick translation here, it would be something like investimento em valor, okay? And that's exactly what we do here in Baster.com, okay? But if you take the concept of value invest that you have on the book or any other place you're gonna find, they are gonna consider the price, okay? So let's try to make like what's the idea behind value invest of the book, okay? What's the idea behind it? It's like try to find shares, okay? Try to find shares that is with a price below its value, okay? So this is what the value investing of the book is all about. You're gonna try to study the companies, you're gonna try to define the value of the company, puts a price on it, and then see which are the shares, which are the companies that has a price below of the value that you found. Okay, so this is an illusion that the little fish, the amateur, is impossible to get. Okay, there are some people that probably knows how to do that. Yes, they definitely are, and they are all billionaires. Okay, they are billionaires because they've been doing this for a long, long time. It's their work. They have a lot of money to do that. Okay, and if they are wrong on something, they can be wrong. They know how to make risk control. They can be wrong because anyway, he's doing that for a very long time. The person that knows how to do it, it's a billionaire. But what's the problem? All the amateurs wanna do the same thing. Everyone wanna make value invest like Graham did on the book. Okay? That's why I think it's very famous because people like to fool themselves, right? I guess the word is that people like to fool themselves to think that they are going to read a book of a billionaire that was written a very long ago in a different market where you have different interest rates, where you have different inflation. So it's completely different. But people think that they know how to do it, they are going to learn how to do it. Okay, so to try to summarize this book, I think the intelligent investor, the intelligent investor, it's a long book, okay? It's a long book, over 600 pages, I guess, 600 pages, okay? It's a technical book, in my opinion. So it's a little bit more difficult to follow. Okay. It's very boring. It's one of the most boring books that I've read of financial education, okay, about investments. So it's boring. It's not an easy read. It's not an easy read. Okay. But of course, you can learn a lot of things from this book. Okay. You can learn a lot of things. But you're not gonna learn these things and try to do here in Brazil, okay? It's just impossible, all right? But are very interesting concepts on this book. And in my opinion, after every chapter, you have comments of a guy named Jason Zweig, okay? And for me, his comments are better than the book itself, okay? So, to make a closure of this book, you don't need it. You don't need this book to know how to start investing, okay? To build a plan, a long-term plan of investments in the stock market. You don't need this book. But of course, if you read it, you're gonna learn a lot of things, okay? But you don't need it to start investing. Okay, let's see next book, but let me get back here to our chat. Just a little bit, guys, I'm seeing your questions here. That's because I'm trying to find my way to invest between yield and basket strategy. Okay. The Start of Brazilian Market. Yeah, it's a very good book. Peter Lynch only talks about cheap stocks, a treasure opposite way of Buffett philosophy. Exactly. I wouldn't say all opposite, but of course, he talks a lot a bit about prices because it's his reality, right? He's a hedge fund manager, so it's his reality. And he talks about different concepts like value trading and other things. Besides Bastos literature, is there any other Brazilian buy and hold book that is good? To be honest, I never read any other book that talks about buy and hold philosophy. But I'm gonna tell you something. Okay? Who asked? Marco Bonelli. I gotta say that if you find, I'm sorry, it was Fabio who asked the question. If you find any book talking about buy and hold philosophy, and it's not from Baster.com, I really think that he's gonna talk about the importance of the price. Okay, he's gonna put price on the magic formula, and so I don't think it's gonna be good because I truly believe that price is not important. So I don't know. I don't know any other books, only the ones from Baster.com. Accounting books, I think, are better for people who are starting to learn about stocks and companies. I'm not sure about it because maybe over there you're gonna have a lot of indicators that it's not gonna be useful for you. Okay? So that's why I think the book from Bassett that has the title of Almost Everything I Know About the Stock Market, it's the best one. Okay, let's get back here to the other books. Okay, I'm gonna talk about this one here now. And it was there is a movie with the same name, The Big Short. Okay, in Portuguese it has been translated for A Grande Queda. Okay, and it's a very interesting book that tells you about a little bit the subprime real estate crisis that happened around 2008. It started in 2005, 2006, and exploded. The bubble exploded in 2008. So it's a very good book, very interesting. The movie, I like it very much also, but I'm not gonna talk about the movie today because I'm gonna make a some other day I'm gonna make a chat only about movies that are related to investments. Okay, but it's a good book and that is gonna talk about the subprime crisis. Okay, later on we are gonna go. Okay, let me just talk about this one here that I've seen some people sometimes I see some place people talking about this book. Okay, conservative investors sleep well. Of course, the whole philosophy behind the book, it's good, it's very interesting. Okay, but it's a very very boring book. It's not an easy reading. It's a small book, but you actually don't need it to start investing, to study. But this author, Philip Fisher, sometimes people like to talk about him. So that's why I brought my opinion here. I don't think that it's something that you can, it's gonna help you with your investments plan. Okay? Later on, guys, I'm gonna talk about, we are gonna get here a little bit on the financial behavior, okay? And which is in general a very boring area too. You have a lot of technical terms with that, but anyway, I'm gonna talk about two books that it's very famous and people like to talk about it. Okay, the first one it's the from Taleb, The Black Swan. Okay, The Impact of the Highly Improbable. I gotta say that I was very disappointed with the book, but not because of the book itself, but because of what people said about the book. Okay, that it was like a remarkable book, that it was the best book ever written on in the past years. And so, guys, The Black Swan. Anyway, let me write a few things about The Black Swan. Okay. The Black Swan by Taleb. Of course, there are a lot of swan. What did I do here? Black Swan. Of course, guys, if you read this book, you're gonna learn a lot of things. Okay? There are very interesting things that he talks about there, especially towards the behavior of the investor, okay, or people in general. But you don't need it, okay? You don't need it to start your investments, okay? It's a very long book, okay? It's not an easy read, okay? It's a difficult read. A lot of the vocabulary, okay? A lot of technical terms. He's gonna quote like guys, really, 100 philosophers that you never heard about. Okay, he's gonna talk about the experiments that all those philosophers made, and so it's a very boring book. It's very dense. It's difficult to read. It doesn't catch you, okay, in my opinion. And the best part of the book that I think it's around chapter 13, I guess. He says that you can skip chapters. You can skip chapters 14 to 17 if you are not a technical investor, something like that. So I was very happy when I read that, because I wanted to finish the book to see what was really about, because a lot of people talk about it. And anyway, it's a difficult book. I was really disappointed. Let's see if the other books by Taleb that I didn't read yet, but I'm going to. It's gonna be better than this one, okay? But I was really disappointed with the Black Swan. Anyway, let me get back here for the chat. Joel Santana feeling. Okay, I suppose your English is not very good, but that's why we are here, okay? We gotta practice. You can ask questions here and send audios on the dashboards of the Valais Faes area. I have a question about very expensive companies. I know that the market is efficient in pricing assets, and good companies remunerate shareholders regardless of the quotation price. Okay, is there a question there, or Della, is there a question there, or is just a statement that you did? I think there's just something that you thought about. And like you said, if you know that the quotation, that the pricing is not as important, you don't use terms like cheap or expensive. So it's there is a little bit of contradiction in what you said. Okay, let's keep going. The most of financial books is boring. I agree with you, of course. But I guess it depends. It depends a little bit of the book, of course. But in general, if you don't like the subject, it's gonna be boring. As I am aware that this high price is due to a company's low risk. However, what is the point of buying such a company rather than, which in theory also. Which in theory also offers low risk, but with more return. Since the prospect of growth of such a company is low and the quotation price sinks the dividend return. Okay, Della, I truly understand what you're saying, okay? But I think you're mixing up some concepts, okay? For example, you are saying that where is you're saying that the risk of a real estate fund, it's lower than the risk of being a shareholder of Ambev. Okay, why are you saying this? Okay, and another thing is, since the prospect of growth of such a company is low and the quotation price sinks the dividend return. Okay, now you're mixing up a little bit about the future. You don't know what Ambev is gonna do. Okay, it's more difficult for Ambev to grow because already has a very big market share. Anyway, but you cannot say that the return of Ambev is gonna be lower than return of any other real estate fund. Okay, that it's trying to predict the future. Okay, so. Anyway, let's keep going. I have this talk for the long run. It's a great reading. Sorry for the extended questions, but the YouTube don't allow us to write. Okay, that's not a problem. Don't worry, Fernando. Keep following the chat, the English chats. That it's gonna help you learning English, definitely. I didn't like Taleb too. I think I was frustrated because people talks a lot about how good it was. Exactly. The same thing that I told here, Adriano. I was expecting big things. I don't know, very interesting things, and I don't know, I was really disappointed too. Della, this is a good question. I do not know the correct answer, to be honest, but I believe in the long run, stocks like Ambev have more potential to grow and or pay dividends. Okay, guys, it's a topic that for me to talk about here today, it's gonna like get most of our time. We can discuss it later, okay? Okay, guys, let's talk about the last book. And it's also on the behavior financial sector. It's gonna be Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. Okay, the translation was basically literally, so it's Rápido Devagar, the name of the book, okay, by Daniel Kahneman. And also, like the Black Swan, I was really disappointed with this book because a lot of people talk about, okay, I've seen some other financial educators talking about this book, making recommendations, and I'm not gonna say it's a disaster, okay? I guess this book, it's very famous because Daniel Kahneman won a Nobel Prize some year, I don't know when. So it gives more credit for the book, but I think it's a total bullshit. Anyway, I can talk about this book like the same thing from the Black Swan. So it's a long book, okay? It's not an easy read. The vocabulary, it's difficult. Technical terms, a hundred of philosophies and experiments, okay? So it's definitely a book that, in my opinion, it's not gonna help you directly to become a successful investor, okay? Of course, there are a lot of things that you can learn from this book, but I don't think it can help you directly to become a successful investor, okay? And so to summarize everything, let's get back here to the beginning of the chat where I divided the books in two groups, okay? The first one, books from Baster.com, and the other books. So to be a successful investor in the stock market, thinking for the long-term philosophy, to accumulate equity, to achieve peace, to achieve a financial independence, the only books you need are the books from Baster.com, okay? Especially those four here that I'm gonna show you, okay? These are the most important books that I think. You can find them on Baster.com or in Amazon.com. If you are already a subscriber of Baster.com, you can have them for free. And these are the books that you don't read only one time. You read many, many times, as many as it takes, okay? Because the concepts that it has here, the truths that Baster talks about, it's just incredible, okay? So guys, let's get back here. I'm gonna give you a few minutes for if you have any other questions, okay? And I guess we are done for the night. It's been already 1 hour that I've been here. Adriano is asking if I read the most important thing. No, I don't think so. The most important thing. The most important thing by Howard Marks. No, I don't know this book. I've never read it. But since you mentioned it, I could take a look to see if drags my attention to it. Okay. The images. The most important thing by Howard Marks. Uncommon sense for the thoughtful investor. Okay. I heard the tipping point is interesting. Did anyone read tipping point? By who? Oh, okay, of course. The books from Malcolm Gladwell. Okay. I didn't talk about him. Let me. Okay, author. Michael Gladwell, okay? I didn't mention him because his books, they are not about investments, okay? They talk about many other things like behavior too, but The best book of him is Outliers, okay? Which is translated to like Fora de Série. It's an amazing book, in my opinion, okay? All the books from Marco Glodor, they are amazing, they are very good. The Tipping Point is good also, okay? Blink 2 is a good book. I read his books, it's been a few years, okay, that I read this book. I don't know about the new ones, but of course, you can read them. Marco Glodor is an amazing author, but it's not about investments, okay? That's why I didn't mention anyone. Okay, guys, I'm gonna finish here. Thank you for your participation. I believe our next chat, let me just give the final. Our next chat is gonna be October 28th. I still don't know what I'm gonna talk about, but don't worry, I'll let you know during the week. And on November 4th, like I said in our first chat, we are gonna have the first interview. We are gonna have a first interview with a citizen from Trinidad and Tobago. Okay, so that lives here in Brazil. So we are gonna talk about his country. We're gonna learn a little bit about Trinidad and Tobago and a little bit about his life. Why did he decide to come to Brazil? Okay, so next Monday, I still don't have a subject for the October 28th, but I'll let you know. Okay, guys, thank you very much, and I hope you guys enjoy it. See you.